Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So it seems like in America there's been a lot of corruption, and there's been so much corruption around us that even the American healthcare system has been infiltrated by stupidity. And just the fact that they're now saying that transgenderism is somehow healthcare and that we need to have our tax dollars go to supporting somebody mutilating their body, it just goes to show that all men have not faith. And that there are wicked and unreasonable men who have not faith. So the people who don't have faith in Jesus, the Bible says they're wicked and they're unreasonable. You can't really reason with stupidity. And the truth is that the Bible says that God made them male and female at the beginning. And even if you did go get your body mutilated and try to become something that you're not, something that you cannot physically be, and something that's against what God has already made you to be, you cannot physically change what your genetics have already determined you to be. You're either born with male chromosomes or female chromosomes. There is no in between. People today think this is somehow cool and that it's really awesome to go and get a gender change. Well, here's the thing. You cannot change what God has already designed you to be. You cannot change the genetics that God has already placed inside of you when you were conceived. And the truth is that there are only male chromosomes and female chromosomes. There is no it chromosomes. And just the word it is degrading to another human. But if they're not a male or a female, what are they? They refer to themselves as an it. Yet they'll turn around and say, oh, it's so terrible that you tell your kids that they are sinners and that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's so abusive and wrong. No, you know what's abusive and wrong? Telling your kids that it's okay to go and get their body mutilated by some supposed doctor who should be making them better, not mutilating their bodies. That's what hatred is, that's what abuse is, and that's what our country has turned into. God is not going to bless people like this, and God is not going to support people who support this kind of behavior, this kind of unscientific garbage and propaganda that the news media props up. So I just wanted to do this quick video about this and just make it known that the Bible says there's only two genders. The Bible says there's male and female. The Bible says that God made them male and female at the beginning. And so don't be deceived by what the media tells you or what the radio tells you, YouTube, and people on the internet will tell you. Read the Bible, study some science, and it won't be long before you realize there's only male and female, and there's only male chromosomes, female chromosomes. There is no other gender. Just the fact that people think that there is tells you that they are not reasonable people.